Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, fellow authors Penelope Niven and Cheryl Monks reflect on the power of stories and on the ways in which the act of writing can contribute to reaching a better understanding of who we really are.
Who said, maybe several people have said, I never know what I truly think or feel until I see what I write.
And I love that. That I think that's so true, that you really don't know what you think until you write it down. And I tell that. I only teach a few little English classes here and there, but I'm going to be teaching an English 111 class at the community college in Wilkesboro this semester.
Great.
And I always tell them that you really don't know what you think until you try to put it down on the page.
That's right.
And I think by the end of the semester, that's my single goal as a teacher, is to get them to come to that understanding that, you know, you can't just throw a few things down and believe that you have fully
exactly.
thought these things through. You really have to really apply yourself to understand what it
exactly.
is you think. And I think at the end of the semester, if I'm successful, that's what they learn, that they come to appreciate the fact that they understand better themselves
mm-hmm.
and the way that they think, and it's such a gift. I mean, I think that's what's so beautiful about writing is everyone, we all can do it.
What a wonderful objective that you've set for them and for yourselves. That'll be something they'll carry with them always.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people who say, I just can't write, don't realize that they haven't gone through the process that you've just described. They can't write because they don't do the work of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do the work of deeply feeling.
And I think that's what literature does too.
Yeah.
You know, I find the same kind of joy when they come in at the beginning of the semester and they say, I hate reading. These stories don't make any sense to me. I don't understand what is the symbolism here? What is a symbol? And by the end of the semester, they're saying, just as I did when I began community college, wow, these are stories that are just like the stories about us, my family, my folks, my people.
And what a privilege it is through a book, through a story, whether it's a novel or a biography, but through the act of sharing the story, you get to step into somebody else's mind and heart and somebody else's imagination, somebody else's experience. And I think that's just a wonderful kind of communication in an age when we're surrounded by all kinds of technical ways of communicating. And sometimes we...
Well, and I fear that. I actually do worry about the oral story as well as the written story.
Yeah. That's a wonderful affirmation of the work the Storyline is doing.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah. It's so important to hear these stories that the folks have in this community. Absolutely.
Come celebrate with the Echo Network at Echo on the Farm, October 22nd at the Children's Home. Find out more at storylineproject.org and echonetwork.org. Storyline is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline, make the connection.